This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The battle against New World screwworm continues. We'll have more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
Recently, U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced that the U.S.-Mexico border would reopen for cattle shipments in phases after ports of entry were closed to limit the spread of New World screwworm. This will help level out the balance between biosecurity and international trade. In the latest Beltway Beef podcast, National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall said they are glad that the U.S. is returning to a producer-first strategy.
We truly look at it from an America First standpoint, because a lot of American producers, these are U.S. cattle producers, U.S. cattle feeders that rely on the import of feeder cattle out of Mexico. They have been hurt already. The economic impact is something they have already felt, and they've been feeling since the border was shut down. So to be able to have this phased-in approach is one that I believe will help that economic situation, help these producers, and that's why NCBA is very supportive of the Secretary putting America producers first and making sure that we balance both biosecurity and international trade.
So far, Woodall said the current screwworm management strategy, where they release sterile flies into identified populations, has been effectively limiting the pest.
This is not a plague of flies of biblical proportions coming our way. That this is what we are seeing down in Mexico, little pops of one or two flies. And one of the things that we're seeing is because of the Mexican government stepping up and doing a better job of allowing the flights, 44 flights a week that are dropping 117 million sterile flies, that it does seem to have slowed things down.
For the world of agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.